Blog Talk Radio.
Hoping everybody can hear me. I'm going to have to find out a different way. 973-6497, can you hear me? All right now, I hope everybody can hear me. We have some crazy difficulty going on, but I think I got it straightened out. I hope everybody can hear me. This is the Long Island Joe's radio show. Y'all know it's going down Saturday at Galop. All the talk is over. Somebody put the one up so I can see what's going on here. I need some help to find out if I'm doing it right. Put him back on mute. I hope everybody can hear me out there. Okay, hold on. I got a one over here. 770-6167. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you. Who is Cliff?
This is Crunch. How are you?
Oh, Crunch. I'm Stone Deaf. Yeah, Crunch, we can hear you.
Oh, okay. That's cool. Because, we had some technical difficulties. I logged on. I was on time and everything, and it just went haywire. So we just get it together. You know it's going to be a big show tonight because it's about that big day on Saturday. All excuses out the window. No rain coming. It's going to be sunshine and good weather. It's time to get it on. What you say?
Yeah, definitely. I checked the weather up over there. Definitely going to be nice weather over there.
All right. Yeah, let me,
the talk is over. Now it's time to go to the bullpen.
Right. Well, from your voice, it sounds like Walter Mann.
Yes, correct. Yes.
What's up, brother? How are you?
Hey, all right.
All right. Well, I apologize for the technical difficulties, everybody. You know, I just jump on every now and then. So it wasn't Joe's fault. It wasn't my fault. We just had to get this stuff together, and I have a new computer, and it wasn't registering all this activity that needs to be done for the radio station. So this is Crunch, and I apologize for that. But we got it together. We started off a little late, but I have the show set for 2 hours. So anybody that has something to say, make sure you say it. Don't be afraid to say it. And don't talk no mess, because Saturday is right around the corner, and somebody might lock your ass in. All right, let me put these people in. 862-3221. Your mic is hot. What's on your mind?
What's going on, Crunch? It's Tori. What's going on, Walter Man?
Hey, right. Tori, what's going on, brother? How are you?
Yeah, I can't complain, man. I'm good. How's everybody doing?
Everybody's good. We alive. We woke up. We here. I had some technical difficulties, and I made it. So Joe called me and straightened it out, walked me through everything. Now here we are. But, Tori, you got some action. You got some action this weekend, bro?
Well, Bobby called, that's about it, with Cliff. And I'm two weeks later with James. So.
Right, right. Well, that action with Cliff, that's important action, though, or are you not worried about it at all?
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's anybody's race, man. It's a grudge race. It's, you know, it is what it is, you know. You're not always
right,
guaranteed
right.
to
okay,
win that
okay.
on. So, may the best man win. Long as they both have a state trip down at 660, I'm good.
Amen, amen. That's a good sport right there. I like to hear that, Tori. I know you anyway. I know you personally, though. So. I know you're a good man.
Yeah.
Good game of racing. I got another mic. Let me
Thank
open
you,
this
bro.
Up so we're all wide open. So everybody, don't talk at once. But 571-4080. Your mic is hot. What's on your mind, brother?
All right. The superstar has arrived. I have got on.
Mr.
Superstar is he? Crunch, welcome
right.
back again. But your co-host, the superstar, has arrived. Sorry,
yes,
related.
Sir, and I appreciate you. I appreciate you, and I apologize for being late, everybody.
Oh,
but I'm telling
no
you,
problem, man.
Yeah, this thing had me going. It was, I was over here racking my brains out trying to get on here.
Yeah,
but I'm glad
calling.
We're all
man,
here.
Are we all? Yeah, I just called a lot of people and called them back. I said, yeah, we on now. We were just a little technical difficulties. We on. So everybody should
yeah,
be
yeah,
on
we
right
on.
Now. So. Yeah,
yeah. We got Tori on.
Yeah. And Walter, man, yeah, I heard Tori.
Walter,
Tori.
Man.
What's up, Tori?
How you doing, sir?
Tori is driving OD Body's car.
Yeah, hey, look, Walter, man, you know me and Walter, man, got history, Crunchy. That old no good star, ruckus.
Oh.
But, you know. Yeah, I was taught to respect my elders, but well, it's something about Walter, man, I just...
Crunch.
Go
across
his ass.
Trump.
I'm gonna get him.
Yes, sir.
Ever since you know him, Fred Albert, know him to rank anybody.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I'm not. Hey, listen. I'm not gonna speak on it because you're never too old to follow your dreams. And he might have a dream of going down that quarter mile or that eighth mile and putting something on somebody's ass. So I don't know.
I'm not
gonna say anything.
But Trent, I said, have you ever known him?
Hey.
As of now, have you ever known him to run anybody?
I'm rebuilding my car. I'm switching from big tire to small tire. And if I'd known it was going to cost me this much, I would have never done it. Good Lord. I
Well, listen, everybody can attest to how expensive this game goes now. Everybody can.
Hell yeah. But don't you worry, Walter.
Yeah,
my big tire car is still waiting on you. I wish I would catch you across that goddamn line. And if I catch you in the
All
way,
right.
you belong to me.
You know the line goes both ways too. You can travel south as well as I travel north.
Yeah.
Well, listen, fellas. We had an entire winter. We had a lot of snow. We had a lot of shit talking. A lot of people saying what they're going to do, who they're going to do it to, and all that stuff. But it comes to an end Saturday.
Oh, yes, sir.
This Saturday.
Three more days. Three more days it starts, Crunch. Three more days it starts.
It all
of it comes to an end.
It all stops. all the DPs that were up have to be shown, see who's going to back out, see who's going to put those lights on. This is what
yes,
the game
sir.
Is all about. Race
crunch,
day is a promise.
This.
No excuses.
Man, all weekend, I got so many DPs right now. I had to call goddamn Brinks security to protect my home.
Oh,
hear
okay.
me? I got
well,
so many DPs. They done sent me so much DPs right now. Oh, my God. The talking came to an end. They said,
yeah,
next time we
well,
talk, it will be with the DP man to hand me my money. I said, good. Great. So much. Yes,
I hope
you never
forget who you got them from.
Nah, I write.
Well,
Walter, man, be quiet.
Well, fellas.
I got it real
good.
I got it real
When you come in the gate, just remember, when you come in the gate, you got to have your mask on when you come in that gate. So make sure you guys don't
yes,
get
sir.
Turned away.
Oh, and
when
let
you
me
come in
this,
that gate, have your mask on. So it's no excuses for you not to come in that gate and go to that tech line and then hit that tree and find out who is going to take that money home. That's what it boils
all
down
right,
to.
Let me also say this. And listen, this is not Joe Rule, Albert Rule, Larry T. This is Galat Motorsport. They only allowing two people per car. They got barriers and gates up. They said they're going to enforce that rule heavily. Do not go up there.
You're talking about
the
past the burnout
lane.
Box, correct?
Yeah. They only, no, to get
right.
in the burnout box, you won't
right.
allow two
get in the burnout box. So there won't be, what you're saying is there won't be a whole bunch of crowds while the cars
exactly.
are doing their burnouts and staging. We're not doing that. We understand it's COVID. You got to keep your distance and stuff. So we respect
well,
that.
Said,
and anybody listening,
insurance.
I'm pretty sure they respect that. Let me open up this. I have another mic. Let me open this mic up, fellas. 252-1845. Your mic is hot.
What's going on, fellas? Man, I didn't mean to hit the one button. This Kane, I'm just in here listening.
Oh, okay. Well, listen, you coming to Galat
oh, yeah,
Saturday?
Yeah, I'll be there spectating, watching.
Okay, well, brother, make sure you come on and enjoy the action because there are no excuses. That's I should have named the title of this show tonight, No Excuses. It's time to get it on.
Hey, Keenan.
All right,
crazy,
brother.
Man. You can't call me no more, Keenan? Keenan, you can't call a brother
no more? I've been kind of quiet, man, because, you know, as you say, he ain't got no oil pressure, man. You need to shut up.
Well,
he accidentally hit the one button, so I'm going to put him back on mute. If you want to talk again, brother, please hit the one button again. I'll bring you right back. Yeah.
But,
I ain't
going
to shut him off, but I gotta keep some order in here. Yes, sir.
Crunch. You need to let
yes,
everybody
sir.
Know as well. We just come out of the winter, so make sure everybody take down freeze out of their cars and put water in.
Oh, good report, Walter. Good report. I forgot to even
okay,
say
that. Okay,
well,
then let's say that again. Let's say that again. It's very important because it takes too long to clean the track up after an antifreeze leak as opposed to water that'll help dry when it's being mopped up. So take the antifreeze out your car. If you didn't know it, now you do. Walter Mann schooled us. No excuse. Don't come in there with antifreeze and mess the whole track up and delay the action that's inevitable because it's go time with no excuse. Go time.
Well,
no excuse. Good one. Good report, Walter Mann. I appreciate that. I'm going down
here.
All right,
here. For something.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like y'all might just have to line up at that tree and get it on one day. We'll talk about that.
Man,
we'll talk about that.
Yeah, we'll talk about that later. Yeah, Crunch, that old man. I don't like him anyway. Go ahead, Crunch, with the show. Go ahead, Crunch.
Well, listen, it's 2021. All the talk is over. We've been doing a lot of talking. There's some rivalries going on. There's some predictions going on. My man Cliff, my man OG Bobby. OG Bobby, that's what they call him. Up here we call him something different, but we're going to go with OG Bobby. Everybody that knows good grudge racing, good weather means no excuses. I want to hear some predictions. I'm hearing a lot of action supposed to take place down there. I'm hearing about ODB. I'm hearing about this car, that car. So
Butchie Woods. Cliff going to gap Butchie Woods. That's my prediction.
Oh, okay.
What's
okay.
up? Cliff going to gap his ass.
Okay.
It was having a good show.
So I'm hearing that we're scheduled to have some missiles on the property, some cars
yes,
that
sir.
Are known to be missiles on the property. This is what I heard. I'm not saying where
Scud,
I got it from or who told me.
Scud missiles. Scud missiles, Crunch. Get it correct. Scud missiles. Give them deadly ones.
Hey, in my dictionary, missile is missile, so that means it's something to see. It's something to see.
Yes, sir.
Yeah,
it's
but once again, anybody that didn't hear, we're going to repeat it. We're going to repeat it the whole time the show is on. Only two people in the burnout box all the way up to the starting line per car is going to be enforced. Security will be there. We don't want to get shut down while we're having fun, so adhere to that. Have your mask on when you go in the gate. Have your mask on when you go in the gate. And for anybody that needs Band-Aids and an ambulance, after they go through that trap and they don't get the wind light, I don't know what you're going to do, but you're going to have to go get you a Band-Aid or something to put on that wound because you got the
well,
ass.
Well,
Crunch,
I'm going to be selling gauze pads. I said I can make a little extra money. I'll be selling gauze pads to try to heal up and slow down the bleeding. I'll be at the sideline on the mic with my man Rico. So if you need some gauze pads, come see me. They're going for 50 cents per pad. Some of y'all are going to need double pads. So come see me.
Oh, okay. Well, listen, I know it's a lot of action. I know Mike Brown got some action. I know a few names that have some action. I didn't have time to go. I was trying to get on the show, started late. I apologize again. But all of these races are going to show us what 2021 is about and what's different than what we went through with 2020. So if you haven't seen a grudge race for cash, you need to come on out. If you know what it's about, you need to come on out. If you're not interested and it doesn't interest you at all, you need to come on out. These guys are going to get it on, and it's all about who gets paid. Fair and square, win your race,
right.
You did your negotiation, you got your DP up, win your race, get your money. That's all it's about. No excuses. The rain ain't coming. I hear it's Action
That's
Friday
right.
night, too, now. I hear it's Action Friday night. What's going on Friday night?
Yes, sir. They got some grudge races locked in for Friday night. They said, man, we don't need no tester. Bring it straight off the ramps. Straight off the ramps.
Oh.
I even heard Big Ed Kenny's daughter call Tricky Ricky out Sunday at the track. Anybody heard? I said, what? They said, man, they called out Sunday up at Buzz Creek. They were testing, made call-outs for this weekend.
Okay.
So his daughter called out. Yes, sir.
So that means the young lady, she knows the game, she's ready to play the game, and she's putting her money where her mouth is.
Yes, sir. I got to respect that. And look, she's just starting the race.
Well,
she's stepping both feet in. She put both feet in the fire.
Well, it sounds like she want to cut some A double Z. She want to cut some.
Yes, sir.
Oh, man.
I hope the bad mouth crew ain't hear that because, oh, Lord, they going to really jump on him.
Uh-uh. Well, fellas, we got almost 50 people in the switchboard, right? Now, that's the most I've seen since I've hosted this show every now and then, and the reason why I can't maneuver, I'm out of practice with the radio show stuff. I got my new computer, and now I'm back here smooth, and I'm looking. I got almost 50 people in the caller section, but they're not putting up the one. They're not putting up the one. So I'm going to see you if you put up the one. If you have something to say, you have a question, you want to add to the show, because this is the last radio show before Action Day. It's the last radio show before it's time to get it on, like Marvin Gaye. Get it on.
Yes,
let's
sir.
Get it on.
If you got to call out somebody you want. Tonight is the night to do it. To call your man out. If you want him, call him out tonight.
Yeah. Well, listen, I got a mic now. I got to open it. But listen, Joe called me today last minute and said, can you host a show? I said, oh, I'm going home to make sure I do this. All in the run-up to some technical difficulty. But we here now. I'm going to stop talking about the past. 732-136. Your mic is hot.
I wonder if we're supposed to try to get in one of them. 732-8136.
Your mic is hot.
Cool. Oh, they probably didn't know they hit the what?
Okay. 732-8136. Last call. I see you. Your mic is hot. All right, I'm going to take them out of there. Maybe they'll hit back. But, yes, sir. So I got another one here, but I don't know if they want to really come on. These mics are going in and out. I never saw that before. But, and usually my man Cliff comes on. I don't see Cliff's number. You know what? Cliff might be in the mode where he's tired of talking and he don't want to talk no more.
That's awesome. So, yeah, he's getting himself together. He might be in there with that timing light and a screwdriver, Crunch. A timing light and a screwdriver, huh?
Yeah. That's what he might be doing. He might be making sure all those A&N fittings are tight. Make sure we don't have no leaks, no problems. Take that antifreeze out, like Walter Mann told everybody. Take that antifreeze out. Put water in there. You are not going to freeze that block from now till Saturday, because Saturday is going to be warm, and that's grudge racing weather.
Yes, sir. Good.
So Walter.
Yes.
You've been waiting on this, bro? You've been waiting on this day?
Well, what it is, Clint, I got my own show a week later, so I'm not going to be able to make that one because this way I have come call 2 weeks in a row.
Okay, it's cool. I remember that from the other show. Okay, I got another mic. Let me get this mic hot. 631-1409. Hold on a second. Let me get you hot here. 631-1409. Your mic is hot. Talk to me.
Yo, Joe, what up, man? I'm sorry. I hit one by accident, but it's Shaq, man.
Oh, okay. How are you?
I'm good, man.
All right. Well, keep listening. You coming to the last Saturday?
Yeah, we coming. Me and my brother, Damon coming. My cousin bringing his Camaro. Four or five cars coming.
All right. Well, this is Crunch. This is Crunch. I'm the guest star host for the night.
Father, you're not there, Father. Man, we're just talking.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I'm gonna put you back on mute. If you want to say something, just come on back in.
Okay. No problem.
All right. We're getting there. Very important, everybody, when you're traveling to and from, here and there, whatever you're doing, be careful, be safe, take your time,
yes,
don't rush, pray, make sure you pray before you leave, pray when you wake up, pray when you put those staging lights on, because you're going to need some prayer to go from there to the finish line and get that bag.
That's right.
And then I hear we got a superstar that's going to be hosting the mic at the show on Saturday. So that superstar might be my co-host for the night too. I'm not sure. I got to get second to the memo here. This is where I got the memo. I got the email on this one. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, Crunch, he said you got to check the email and the memo.
yeah, that's what I said. They said, man, they're gonna be a superstar on the mic. I said, okay, we're gonna see how you did that.
Yeah, me and Rico, he representing the South Cars, I'm representing the North Cars.
Okay.
So, yeah, Rico with Team Extreme, he's gonna be as my co-host that day.
So how far south do we know of that the furthest south that the Grudge Racers are coming?
Oh, I believe Florida, as far as I know. I know a couple of them from Florida coming.
Okay, Florida in the building.
So, but it might be more. I mean, but it's just what I know. And but I believe we're going to, hey, and like another thing, too, like we tell everybody, when you're in the stage, man, be patient. We're trying to get everybody through this. It's going to be a lot of calls there. It's going to be a lot of calls. So just be patient and work with us. You know, there's nobody trying to not let you make a pass or not send you down there, but, you know, just... Don't get all upset. They're going to do their best to get everybody. And I believe with the two people per car, that's going to make things go faster because we don't have to sit there and wait for the start line to clear out to get the next race off. So So I believe it's going to go smooth. We're going to run through it real quiet, real quickly. So everything going to be good. But come down there with the mainframe to get your man and just have a good time and be around good people. Keep that in your mind after you say your prayer, like Front said, and just keep that in your mind that, hey, we're around good people. I'm come down here to race, but I'm also here to have fun and enjoy myself.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Good word.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, we need this going into 2021. 2020 is gone now. We're trying to get past that. That messed us up in a lot of things, and racing was one of them.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
But we're going to have a ball. And we're still going to meet up at Waffle House. Everybody asked me the other day, are we still? Yes, sir, we're going to meet at Waffle House. Yes, sir. Ain't nothing changed
yes,
in that department.
Right. I'm thinking to set a time for Waffle House. I'm going to set a time. I'm going to say 8 a.m.
Right.
I don't know if everybody
okay.
can make it. But we want to be able to eat and still get to the track because I'm hearing this too. I got the memo and the email on this that there's some off the trailer action that has to happen as soon as the track is lit.
Oh,
is that true?
Crunch, you got good reports. Good report, Crunch. Boy, that's what I tell you about the DP. I got DP. When the track go hot and they park the tractor after dragging, they got to be the first two to go down the track. The first two.
Oh, man. And who are those two cars? Just tell me those two cars.
First, you got Cliff and Bushy going to be the first two to go down. Then you got ODB and Drew Brown. They got to go down. I said, oh, my gracious. They said no testing, no nothing. When they said track is officially open, they said they're going down the track.
Okay, so they got to go come around, do their burnout,
yes,
hit
sir.
The light, and the race is on.
The race is on.
So that means we can't be late. We got to show up so we don't miss that one.
Can't be late. And if I'm not mistaken,
right.
the track goes hot at 12 o'clock.
12 o'clock p.m., so that we're going to leave that at Waffle House at least 10 o'clock. Make sure I think the Waffle House is right down the street from the track, so it's not like we got to go too far. But we're going to make sure everybody is in the house and on time to get through those gates with your mask on. Keep your mask on going through those gates. Don't miss that action at 12 p.m. Off the trailer action is starting first race. Off the
yep,
trailer.
Sir.
Now I got another mic. Let me open this mic up here. This mic is 757-1006.
Yo. That's Drew with Warble. Hey, Fat Albert, that's not me. That's ODB and Showing Up Homes off the
Showing
trailer,
Up, my
the
bad.
First two down.
My bad, Drew.
That's
my
Showing
bad,
Up Homes.
I just Showing Up Homes. Yeah.
I see.
Yeah, I had you on my mind.
Yeah.
Yeah. You
got
to make
it. I got Goldfinger by two. That's supposed to be locked on Pro
and
Stock.
You got Showing Up.
I got Showing Up Homes at
four.
And I got TJ Kent by seven. So,
yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Well, my man, you sound like you got
an
action-packed day.
Yeah, Drew.
Yeah,
Drew got some races out there.
I'm trying to do a little bit.
Yes, sir.
That's not a little bit. Bro, you going to get that bag, bro?
Yes, sir.
Try to a little bit. I got some little miniature bags out there that I'm trying to collect. So we'll see what happens. I just wanted to clear that up because I think it's gonna be some ducking. So I just wanted to make
Uh-oh.
Sure I clear that up. So won't be no ducking going on. So yeah,
Uh-oh.
I just
right,
know,
right.
I just
well,
wanted
appreciate
to look
that.
My bad, Drew. My bad, Drew. I messed up, but I got it ripped out anyway. So. Yeah, you know.
I ain't the one doing the ducking, so I'm good.
Uh-oh.
But I that's all I had to say. That's all. I ain't had it. I just wanted to clear that up. That's all.
Okay, well, you got three or four DPs, so you done already did your talk, and now it's time to walk the walk.
And good report. Hey, Crunch, I got all his DPs. Yes, sir. He put his DP
yes,
up.
Sir.
Yes, sir.
Right,
yes,
right.
Sir.
That's what I'm saying. Listen, that
yes,
right
sir.
There says a lot right there. So no excuses. The weather's going to be great. When that track opens, everybody got to do what they said they were going to do. Point blank, period. Get that paper, no excuses.
Yeah, I'm going to get busy.
Yeah, okay. Well, thanks for clearing that up, brother. And good luck to you. Safe racing. Do what you do. Enjoy yourself that day no matter what. We still lovers of the game, and we happy to be here. We alive and well. Keep on pushing. That's all I can tell you. This is Crunch. I'm a guest host for tonight. My man Joe told me he had to do some things and he couldn't come on. I really wanted Joe to be on because he knows more than I know about the particulars. But we're going to tell everybody what we do know. And when it comes across my desk on that email or I get the memo, I just say what I'm going to say. So yeah. I got the superstar on air, the co-host tonight. I hear he's going to be the superstar on the mic all day Saturday, talking that talk.
Yes, sir.
That's what I heard.
Friday and
that's what I heard.
Friday and Saturday. Yes, sir.
That's what I heard now. I can't make it official unless he's there, but I'm telling you what I heard now.
Hey, look, I'm about to send you a memo so you can read the memo.
Yo, okay, no problem. That's what I'm going to do, too. I'm going to do this.
Yes,
and look, I'm actually, I'll be honest with you guys, it actually feels good to know that we're going to finally get to see the kind of action that we all enjoy. And it'll set the tone for 2021 for guys who love cars, and things are going on in government where they're trying to shut down high-performance vehicles and aftermarket parts. There's a lot going on right now. So Saturday means a lot more than just another race day or another event. This is already a very popular event, but Saturday means a lot, especially for us up in the north. When that snow took us out. That snow had us messed up here. Cars buried for days. Now as the sun is out, the snow is gone.
Uh-huh.
We want to smell some tire smoke. Yeah, now this person here done put the one in there, but it went back out. Okay. I got a lot of people watching here. I got like 58 watching. So for the 58 that's watching, make sure y'all spread the news. We got some information that came across my desk in the email and the memo. Only two people per car from this burnout box to the tree. Nobody standing around like we usually see. We're trying to keep it down to a minimum to keep it flowing. We don't want too much traffic up there, so respect that so we can keep the show going on Saturday. Make sure you take the antifreeze out your cars, fellas. You know, Walter Mann had to remind us. I thought that was fundamental, but I'm glad he did because I sure wouldn't have thought about that. And it's very important on how to get, you know, you have a little spill, you have a little situation, or somebody overheat, and it's no antifreeze because antifreeze doubles and triples the time for a cleanup because it's so slippery and the substance in it is a little different than water. Water dries up, race gas dries right up, so they're a little different than antifreeze. So take that antifreeze out your cars, fellas. Take that antifreeze out your cars. I look down my list here. Let me look down my list here. Okay. All right. Well, everybody's still on. I was looking for – now, Tori was on. I had a question for Tori. Tori, you still there?
Yes, sir. What's going on, bro?
Oh, okay. Tori, question for you. Now, the race that you said you had after this race, where what track was that?
That's Cecil.
Cecil County, Maryland.
Yes.
Okay, and what's that date?
April 10th.
April 10th. Okay. Thank you, brother. I'm writing that stuff down as I go. I want to make sure I have my information correct. And Walter Mann, you said your race is what date?
April 3rd.
April 3rd is Walter Mann. April 3rd.
Yes,
Walter Mann.
Okay. On April 3rd, set out, but ain't that far away. He can get me then.
Okay. Now, Walter, where is it? What track is that you at, April 3rd?
Outer Banks.
Outer Banks. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So we rocking the road. I'm getting my information together. Make sure I know what I'm talking about when I'm over here talking mess on this radio station as a host. But like I said now, if I do have a problem, I got my superstar host with me, my co-host, my superstar. He's right on here. He'll keep it straight. All right, we got another hot mic. Let me open this one up. I got a couple hot mics here. I'm going to open up both of them. So, wait a minute. Oh, Lord, they're coming in now. Let me see what's going on. Y'all ready? Let me go with this first one here.
631-9294. Hey, what's up, Crunch? Thank you for opening the show for me tonight. Fat Albert, thanks, too, for helping me out. I'm just running around like a chicken with no head, basically, trying to take care of everything before, you know, the last minute thing. But we get it there. I had to go out and get a pocketbook for the ladies or whatever the fellas do, because it's going to have $200 in it. I'm just going to raffle that off that day. Also, a Michael Kors pocketbook to give out, you know, because they mostly always look for that. So I like to give them something, too. So, there's a lot of things going on right now. Even Wicked Bird actually locked in a race off the trailer. There's like five races off the trailer that I know so far.
Oh, okay.
So there's a lot of races that they don't even want no test passes. They just want to be able to just come up and do it. So,
okay.
I mean,
I hear a lot of people saying, you know. Joe, you're talking real humble right now. You the man, bro. You are the man. I tried to open your mic like you just a regular guy on the call, but we know you the man. And a few people had a few questions about the off-trailer racing, and I didn't have all the particulars, but you know I got my superstar on here as a co-host. He hooked me up.
Yeah.
Walter Mann kept everybody straight with the no antifreeze, make sure they got water. And then we got two people per car. Two people per car, no crowd around the light.
Yeah.
So talk about that, Joe.
Yeah, well, for safety reasons and for Gallant, that's part of their thing right now. They honestly think that the people, the Grudge Gang, actually tried to take over the track and kind of like almost like disrespect some of the people out there, you know, the staff and stuff, and a lot of them don't want the Grudge Gang. We got a bad rap. You guys already know that. And that's what we're trying to show, that it's not like that. We can follow orders and do the right thing and have a good time just like everybody else. They actually I had to get security. I had to pay for armed security because they had to have a bond and everything. There's a lot of things that came up besides that, just getting the track. So, but we finally got somewhere. We really wanted something upgraded, something really better. And for Gallant to give us a chance to show and prove that we can do it, we're happy. Spent a lot of money, but we're happy doing it. And hopefully we have a good time and show them that the Grudge Game is not like that. And actually, a lot of guys don't understand how much it's important to do this, is because if the Grudge Game actually shows what they're supposed to show, you might be able to see what we've been talking about a long time ago, that you can be able to get sponsors for your cause. Just like you've seen how Street Outlaws came out of nowhere, nobody ever thought it, but look at the sponsors those guys got. So now you guys might have a shot, because people are going to see all those people there, and they're going to be like, wow, you know, there's a customer. We'd rather have something on their car and be able to see it. Because if you ever look at PDRA lately, the stands are not full. The stands are not full. So when you start looking at it, now all of a sudden they're trying to talk about they're getting ready to do a Grudge race and all this. What, just a pack of stands? You look at everybody else now, you look at the no prep guys, they think trash talking and all that. And then next, you know, they're out there fighting, they're trying to copy stuff, but you know, we don't want to be saying we're fighting. We can talk trash and have fun, but we don't want to be out there fighting. But that stuff lately, if you ever seen it lately, you'll see what's been going on. They copy it, they try to take it to a different level, and that they think that's exciting. But we want to show them the real Grudge Racing, the real thing. You know, and I hate to say it, but that's been going on for a long time, the Grudge Game, and they act like this thing just started. But, you know, it was never mainstream. They took it mainstream, and we never capitalized
on it. Hey, how you doing?
So we got a chance to do the right thing and really bring it out there, you know. So hopefully everything goes smooth.
I just picked it up from the shop. I had to go.
I'm being real about it. Everybody's
got
to come out there.
The town,
if you got
Washington,
a problem or something like that,
small
just run into me, Larry T,
this
or
weekend at
Terry, and come to us, and we'll try to straighten out whatever we can do. But
I
know
I really appreciate
everybody that coming out there and support. And it's gonna be. I think it's gonna be a real good.
I won't do too.
And I hope all the racers, everybody, get down there safe, and you know, all the racers get off like they should, you know, and without a glitch. But you know, it's always something that might happen. But you know, we're gonna try the best, do the best we can do. And that's what, you know, honestly, I'm just excited just to go out. I'm telling you, and the good Lord bless us with good weather. You know, I know a lot of people, you see sometimes you see people doing the rain dance out there, let's be real. I'm not going to hold nothing back. Can't wait to put something out bad, but you look at the weather now, the good Lord still is shining for us, you know, and I was like, wow, I'm happy. You know, you can't ask anything better than that. Everything came. I would never thought it was going to be 80 degrees and then 79. That's great. You know, right. We'll be out there. We're going to be out in T-shirts. You know,
that's true. So, 914-5466. Join us. Join us. We got Joe on. Talk to us.
What's up, Crunch?
How are you?
Mr. Pee-wee here.
Oh, what's up, brother?
What's up, Pee-wee?
If them guys ever listen to Dog Show Talk Ernie Tips, if you put the RV antifreeze in your race car, it doesn't have that oil in it, and you can leave it in there year-round, and it's rated for 50 below.
Wow.
Okay. But for Saturday, we just hoping that if they spent that money on that stuff, I'm pretty sure they knew that they could have that in there. But we want to make sure that the guys that didn't know about that stuff, that got the regular antifreeze in there, they don't show up and be messing up the whole track.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, appreciate that, Pee Wee. Not you.
Now, Tricky Ricky and Tricky Ricky and Larry got a race too. So, supposedly, I'll let Tricky Ricky get on here too later on today. And I think Larry McKenzie should be getting on here a little bit later too. And they're going to have to say something about their race because they want, I think Larry wants the race. He wants a contract. He wants that time.
Nah, he want a time for the what time they got to race.
That's what he wants. He wants a time set the way he wants to race. He don't want to be standing and waiting there all day. He want to get busy because he got to run Wicked Bird off the trailer. Then he supposed to run him. So he wants to turn around. He wants to really race. He wants to try to get whatever he can get a couple races off. You know. Oh, and also we do have a Nova, and he's looking for some action from down south. He called in. He called yesterday and today. He called me up and he told me to ask, do anybody want to do anything on a set of 28? I think he's got nicest car, stock suspension. So if anybody's got something out there, you know, it's all steel, all glass too. So if anybody's interested in that, let me know. Because he's definitely looking for action. Matter of fact, he should be coming on here. He might be on here. Dexter might be on here too. If Dexter's on here, hit the one button, Dexter, and you can turn around and talk for him. But I'm gonna have to run back out, you guys, because I've been running around and then I got to do a conference call with Larry, you know, later on. So that's why I was so glad you hosted it for me.
I appreciate
everything
it, bro.
You do, Crunch. Yeah, and you know, you did the right thing. And Fat Albert, you know, you're always there, so I appreciate you too. You know, you did the right thing. I can't wait to see when the Fat Albert for the North and Rico Garner for the South. That's gonna be a good one. We did a little different. We didn't want to just have one and not the other. So that's how we figured we'll go through it. They're keeping tabs on how many wins we're gonna have and how many wins they got. So. It's going to be interesting. Then we also got the motorcycles out there. Huh?
Is that my superstar co-host you're talking about?
Yeah, they're going to keep date. Well, the South is keeping tabs too. So, you know, they're really pushing it out right now. They want to actually show off. I know if anybody's seen it, Tony Bynes even turned around and asked who's coming out there. So he's trying to sneak up in there too and try to get some couple wins off, you know. So, it's going to be interesting. It's going to be really interesting. I've seen it already. And, you know, and like I said, Friday night, you know, they're going to run, and we're actually going to fish fry on Friday anyhow. So, we're going to do that and oysters.
Hey, Joe.
So, we're going to do our thing. Uh-huh.
If anybody want to raise Gigantor, just call his car ugly. Guaranteed lock-in.
Yeah, I seen that. That's how he got him to lock in. Called a man called ugly, and he got mad. He called my car ugly 3 times. That was it. Race is on. I mean, the Nova, he's actually he actually called out Cubby, the Nova. He actually said he wanted to try Cubby. I was like, whatever. So
yeah,
I
don't know if y'all was watching a couple of hours ago, them boys fired up that underdog Mustang. Sound good.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, jumping them. The 2.0. That's what they call it. So
okay.
It's gonna be an interesting thing. Very interesting. I hear a lot of music in the background. I don't know who's playing that.
I don't know how to. You know me, Joe. I'm sitting here trying to figure out. I don't know how to listen to each one. But that whoever they are, they must have hit the mute button.
Yeah. Okay. But if everything go out right like it's supposed to, you know, I mean, we're gonna have a good time. I mean, I don't see why not. It should be really good. The weather's gonna be good. Everything. The track is gonna go hot. Now I know Cliffy and them said that on Saturday they weren't supposed to be the first ones down smoking. And him and Butchie Woods, well, the first thing down smoking is at 11 o'clock on Saturday. The track go hot on Saturday at 11 o'clock.
11 o'clock, the track goes hot.
11 o'clock, the track go hot on Saturday.
Okay, I'm gonna write that down right now.
Yeah, because I'm gonna make sure those guys know it.
Joe, hold on. You said the track go hot at 11?
At 11 on Saturday.
Oh, shit, my $20 bet is looking much better now.
You ain't right. You don't think Butch is gonna make it there by 11 o'clock?
Not a chance in fucking hell.
Oh man.
if he couldn't be in the lanes at 5 o'clock, how the fuck he going to be in the lanes at 11 o'clock in the morning?
No dose. He might sleep at the track. He might be sleeping there at the track. Who knows? But all said and done, I know ODB is the next car to go down right behind that because they want to be the next two. Then you got, what's his name?
Damn, Joe, you just made my motherfucking day. You gave me an extra hour of my $20.
Then you're going to have Giganto and Wicked Bird, which in Wicked Bird is probably on here right
Who
now.
Who you like on that race, Joe?
Huh?
Who you
I'm
like on that race?
I'm watching. I'm watching. Don't give me none of that. I'm watching.
Because Giganto lost to a street car. Now he's racing a semi-street car, so it might be a little... That's a tough one. That's definitely a tough one. Fat Albert, who you like on that race?
You know Fat Albert don't want no Larry. After Larry said about him...
Too.
Larry?
Okay.
I thought you were betting against Giganto after he done talked bad on you. You ain't hear him on the show about you?
Nah.
Fat Albert, you ain't hear him on the show about you?
Uh-uh.
Man,
the one you tagged me?
Giganto said some junk about you. That old damn Fat Albert. Of a whole shit. Yo,
I ain't here, Joe.
Oh, you better go in there and go listen.
Oh, okay.
Someone talk about attacking me, trying to say something. Oh, he should have heard him. Matter of fact, I think he might have mentioned your name on Bruce Styles' show, too.
Uh-oh.
Oh, yeah, you're a wanted man. I better get you a Kango and say Fat Albert on it so he can know who he's supposed to be.
Yeah.
There he is right there. He's not on notice, this motherfucker. But I don't like him. I'm going to get his ass. Uh-oh. So, hey, just be ready, Fat Albert. That's all I can say.
Call 443-4364. Your mic is hot.
Yeah. This is Redneck Ricky. I want my boy's phone.
Oh, okay. Are you going to be at Dark Saturday?
Nah, I'm be there spectating, but I ain't going to be driving. I ain't taking my car.
Okay. Well, the track goes out at 11. Make sure you're there.
Hey, I tell you what, though. You see, they I heard on May 1st. On May 1st, they have a little race on May 1st at Rico.
Okay.
So I want to know how many of y'all think y'all, I mean, how many of y'all have been to Farmers Union? I haven't been there and raced before.
I'm not sure, brother.
Yeah, hey, my name's Redneck Ricky. Hey, my name's Redneck Ricky. I ain't your brother, bro.
Okay, I apologize. But what's this number here? 914, we here, we there. Well, I hope he shows up on Saturday, y'all, and get some action. Now, Joe, I have some dates here. April 3rd, Walter Mann. Out of Banks, is there anything other, any other dates, Joe, I should be talking to the people about, let them know what's coming up after, the, even after all this action happens on Saturday?
May 1st.
Custom
Tees. Custom
Tees.
May 1st,
there's a lot of
lock-ins. Okay.
There's a lot of lock-ins for that. They all got, a couple guys are getting on ready.
I just got a text from ODB. They want Mayhem on May 1st.
Oh, okay.
He just texted and said he want Mr. Mayhem again on May 1st.
Okay, so he won James, huh?
Yeah, he won him again. He said he want to try him again. He was not satisfied with the last outcome.
Well, Wicked Bird. Yeah, Wicked Bird and Sweet and Low got to do it too. Marcus Longest.
Okay. Now, I don't know what's up with this one here. 4437200.
What's going on, everybody? What's going on?
All right.
What's
how are you,
this
Marcus?
This is the bad mouth.
I mean, Antoine, I'm sorry.
What's going on?
Not
yeah,
really
Fat
so much.
Fat Albert is correct. I'm looking for James at 2 or 3 o'clock on May the 1st.
Mm-hmm.
Straight like
yeah.
that. No questions asked. He beat me. 2-5. Let's get busy. Real simple.
Yo, I'll be back. Okay. Can you close the garage door?
Okay. So you want the car Mayhem May 1st?
Yep.
Okay.
And
I'll take
Cliffy 1 hour after that with the back tire. He get the back tire. If I don't get him this weekend.
Damn.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
You got a tall order this week. You got like about 3 races, don't you?
Yeah, I got 3, but I'm not gonna stop there. I'll probably end up with about 5 or 6 races. I ain't playing no games.
Hey, but that John, that's the problem. And so he got a race 2-5. I don't know who his DP man is. It could be Fed Albert. But you need correct error 1. But they do play tricks and games on that. They might tell you $2 on $5. I done been through that, so you might want to correct a little better.
Well, I'm not sure what happened with that one, but I know the other ones, everybody else was putting it out there. I know Mike Brown and crew, they got their race with LaRon. It's 500 on 5,000 and better. That's what they start off
right,
with.
That, right. Yeah, now, see, Joe, you said the right way. You use 100 and use 1,000 in there.
I know Gordo and them got that Oldsmobile that they're supposed to be going, and they got to run Mike and them that's 500 on 5,000 also. And then we have a Long Island crew over here. They're running each other. We got Smoke going against Chris Faison. They are also 500 on 5,000. And they go on Mustang to Malibu. So
gotcha.
I know they put it out there. They made sure they don't play no games with the numbers like that. When they tell you they run for 5, they want to run for 5. and they straight up with it. So,
saying, but Joe, you, I know, but Joe, you know what I'm talking about.
I know what
right?
you're saying, Walter. I know what you're saying on that, Walter. You know, I hate to say it, but sometimes you got to weed these people out when they be doing stuff like that, which ain't right. You know, and I know.
Yeah.
You can't. You know, that's game playing. So I hate to say it. Sometimes you, like you said, you have to tell, make them say what they gotta say, 1,000 or $5, what 500, whatever. You gotta make them say it.
Yep. Right. So,
just,
I mean, it could be.
Five on 10,
I learned the hard.
You know?
I learned the hard way. So I'm gonna try in my best that next man don't fall into my trap.
Well, that sounds like guys who are playing games in the game instead of trying to be straight up front.
That's correct.
I'm gonna tell you. I'm gonna tell you though. I have done something before, and it was I came out that time. HD and Castellano ran in Englishtown years ago, and I walked up to the guy. You know, well, he walked up. He was trying to get a run with Andy, and Andy said, "Nah, he was gonna run him." I forgot. I don't know the reason why, but I wanted to do something. So basically, I didn't care, and I had stole a little car I had, right? So I had extra money in my pocket. I told him, heck with it, I'll run you for 16, right? So he had 16 up. I put like, I don't know, 900 to my mom and dad. They put some up. Freddie Brown put up $100 or $200, whatever. We had a little money. So we said, what's taking so long? So we kept waiting and waiting. So I walked on over there, you know, he said, yo, whatever. The guy had, yo, your man just came over here fucking us about the money right now. We getting it up, man. We be with you. Hold your horses. I said, oh, man. I said, no. I was just wondering, you know, because it's getting late. He said, no, we just about there now. And I'm standing there right behind him getting ready to walk off. And he was up there and said, 5,000, 6,000. I said, ho. I don't mean no 16. I mean, I had to straighten that out quick. So he was thinking the opposite way. I'll never forget that. I'm like, man, shoot. I said, man, if I said, boy, if you're the one, you would have came off good. I said, yeah, if I lost, then what would have happened? You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
I ain't had no money like that, you know what I mean? But that was the funniest thing I ever seen, man. Those guys said, oh, you want to, oh, we okay with that, too. We going to take that. I'm like, wow.
Hey, Joe, the next time I write another book, I'm going to put that in there. Oh, man.
Yeah.
You know, I'm telling you, you know.
336. 336-9816. Your mic is hot.
Yeah, how you doing there? What's up, fellas?
What's up, brother? Who are you? What you doing? And are you going to be in the place to be Saturday?
Yep.
He is the first car to go down the track.
Oh, okay.
That's their agreement. They have to be the first two cars race to go down the track. They got to open the track up for with a grudge race.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I'm the co-host, Crunch. You see, I have the big boss. The big boss is he's on. He chimes in, make sure we keep everything straight. So I don't know as much as he knows, but since you are going to start it off for the grudge races, tell me exactly what you're going to do to that person and that car in the other lane.
I'm going to chop his fucking head off.
along with the superstar. Along with the superstar.
Oh, man. It's just like that, huh?
Yep.
That's a good answer, Butch. You're about to kill me. That's a good answer.
All right. And what's the stitch on that race? What's the stitch on that race, and how is it going down? Talk to me.
Heads up. Small blocks apiece.
Eighth mile.
It's the eighth mile.
Flip the lanes.
Got to be right off the trailer, first two cars down.
Yep.
As soon as they park the track.
And do you know what time the track goes hot that day, Saturday?
11 o'clock.
11 o'clock. Good man. That's what it just came across my desk. Joe confirmed it. All right. Good luck.
Nah,
you can't to you.
Hey, Joe, and it's 12 o'clock, Butch.
Yeah, I was at 12 o'clock. I said 12 o'clock. I heard what you said earlier. I heard exactly what you said earlier.
I thought it was It's 12 o'clock.
You ain't slept.
Oh, man.
Yeah, okay.
Pee-wee, you ain't starting no trouble, are you, Pee-wee?
Nah, not me.
Yeah, that's his middle name. That's his middle name,
Crunch.
Trouble.
When they were supposed to race at MRI, I bet a guy from Mount Vernon $20 that they wouldn't be in the lanes at 5 o'clock, and I won. So I'm giving him a chance to make his money back.
Right. So all he got to do is be in there in the lanes. He won $20.
He won his money back.
Good Lord. But you were betting on 12 o'clock, so now it's down to 11, so there's more pressure on him.
Woo, Lord. He got to go to tech. He got to get online. 200 cars. Good gracious.
Well, I got to just say, as a co-host, and I got to stay neutral in all things, listen.
All I can tell you is
good luck. That's all I can tell you. Good luck.
You're
going to
be surprised. That's all I can tell you. You're going to be surprised.
I hope you win, because that means the race going to get off. Shit, I hope you win. I can't wait to give him his $20 back. You in the lanes at 12, at 11 o'clock. That means the race about to go off.
Okay.
But I've been knowing you for fucking years. You ain't that lucky.
Joe, you look smart. I'm going to ask a question.
I ain't going to be lucky.
All right, hold on, fellas. Hold on, fellas. We got another mic I got to turn on real quick. 704-6149. Talk to us.
What's going on, people?
That's
all right, introduce yourself.
It's James.
Mayhem.
Oh, James Cornick. Somebody was calling you out earlier, James.
Yeah, I heard him.
So you're not paying that no attention, huh?
Oh, yeah. Paying close attention.
Oh, okay. All right, Mr. Cornick.
So I heard what he said. We could do that. I got a race before then, though. I got another race that day. And it's going to be before then.
So you already racing that day?
That's fine and cool, James. You know how we do. We'll get up. We'll make it work.
Hey, Crunch.
Okay. Yes, sir.
I'm going to ask you a question there. Now,
yes, sir.
A man said that they had got rid of a car, but I see that same particular car going to be at Joe's show on Friday. What do you think about that?
You said a man said he sold his car?
Uh-oh. He talking about Underdog.
Right. Okay, Underdog said he got rid of the Underdog, and now he told me he's coming with the Holy Ghost car. Okay, but the day I saw them loading the Underdog car, getting ready to go to the lot for the weekend.
He playing mind games.
Playing mind games with
no,
you. Walk.
No,
you been in
no,
this game?
No. Y'all can say playing mind games now, but on the day that I put a run him, he still could bring the other car. He still could bring the other car about what people told him that day on the show.
But he named the other car Underdog, too. So both of his cars is named Underdog.
Well, for that, we can't hit two ways. You just say we're playing mind games, and then now you're saying he named the other car Underdog, too.
I was on the show when it happened.
I know you was up there. But that's what I'm saying now. And right now, he can bring either car. And
there
really,
you
could say this is Underdog or that one Underdog.
Because you know what?
But
you can play that game.
But he said he got rid of the car.
But you can play that game also, Walter. You can
I understand that, but I don't play them games. I don't play them kind of games.
Right. I understand.
Okay, because like another man got another car. Matter of fact, little Bill got another car. And like you said, Walter, I'm coming to your show. But let everybody know, I'm coming 2.0, I'm coming big deal. He's got them play them games.
Right.
Well, Walter, I'm not familiar with what's going on with that particular situation. I'm pretty sure the listeners really know more. if Joe is still on. Joe can chime in and break that down. But me, myself, you know, I don't really know what's going on with the particulars. So I don't want to say the wrong thing and not have all the correct information.
Well, if they come in there with the Mustang and you come in there with Big Bill, you got them.
No. What I'm saying was, this guy I'm talking about here, he got they racked Little Bill, and he want everybody to know he coming to the show with Big Bill. Other words, he do have another car. He's cause he don't play them games. He log in a car and come in there with something else. He's cause that's not, you know, that's not drag racing.
But it shouldn't be called Big Bill. It should be called a Midnight Express, shouldn't it?
It's not my car. His car named Little Bill. He bought another car. So he coming in, he named it Big Bill. So why would it be named Midnight Express?
Because that's what you're supposed to be running them with, ain't it?
This don't have nothing to do with me running Underdog.
Oh.
This don't have nothing to do with me running Underdog.
Are they locked in with Big Bill? Or he just coming to the track?
No, I'm saying, he said, if anybody wants to lock him in, let him know he coming with Big Bill. Otherwise, he's right to try.
I understand what Walter Man is trying to say, though. I understand what you're trying to say, Walter Man, but everybody don't live by, like, that type of honor code.
Yeah, but
okay. Well, listen, hold on for a second, fellas.
I'm going to use his car to run them with. That won't have nothing to do with me. All he just told me today, he got me in for my show. And the only thing he said, well, it's in my lock-in, but tell him I'm coming with Big Bill. That's what they know it's another car.
Hello? Okay.
Something going on with the mic.
Anybody that's not talking, mute your phone real quick so we can eliminate some of the noise in the background. I appreciate it. And I have a quick question. Walter, I'll get right back to you because I really don't understand what's going on. I don't want to say the wrong thing. But is Mayhem, James Cornick, is he still on the – is he still alive? Let me hear.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, James, quick question for you. Tell me all the races you have lined up. What date, what races, and the stips. I want to hear this because Mayhem is a wanted vehicle in the United States of America. I just want you to know that. So holler at me. What you got going on, bro?
Somebody got their phone on speakerphone. That's the echo. Somebody on speakerphone.
Okay. Anybody that's listening and they might have put the one on, put your mute button on and eliminate the background noise, please. Go ahead, James.
I'm running Golden Child. On the 27th, head up,
Golden Child.
Yeah. Small blocks.
And how is?
You got to come one carburetor. Yeah, you got to come one carburetor, cast intake, small blocks, on nitrous. Head up.
Gotcha.
And then May 1st, me and EP have moved our date, so we running May 1st. Yeah, I'm getting the back tire.
Is that Larry T's event, right?
Right.
Oh, let me just clear that up because I know a lot of people were jumping into something that they didn't know what they're talking about. And I talked to EP myself, and basically he didn't want to get on there because he didn't want to go off on nobody. So basically, he had something that he agreed to with James. It was nothing to do with anybody else. And if there's something health issue that nobody needs to know everything, but if anybody knows, they know he's even battling something. So basically, he had to take care of something. So I'm just letting everybody know. So don't think that he was backing out or running from anything. And James didn't want to take the money. James said, no, you get your stuff straight first, and then we do it. But James didn't take it. So that's how they had the date. That's how they came up with the date.
So Joe, they did minimum spend thing.
Yeah, and they put it out there ahead of time to make sure. It wasn't like anybody didn't, ain't nobody don't know. They put it out ahead of time, no, don't go for that race that day on the 27th. They both agreed. They did it on their own. I don't know who it is, the deposit man or whatever, but they made it. They worked it out together, and they didn't do it. And James, being a man of his word, he told the man he ain't want to take his money like that. So you can't ask nothing better than James. I ain't too many people going to do that. And I got to say,
that's commendable.
Hats off to you, James. That's my
That's commendable. That's commendable.
Something like that, that's something. You know, some people, ain't, they don't care how they got to get that deposit. You know what I mean? You knew you had a problem, so you made sure you didn't bother that way. You know, so that social media crap that sometimes these guys going to put down some stuff, you need to find out first before you open your mouth and put something down that's wrong. That was dead wrong when they put that out there. That was not good. Not a good look at all.
No, well, Fox and Mayhem and Fox and Nobody for handling that.
Nobody should wish something bad on a man. I don't care who you are. Nobody. I don't care if you don't like the person or whatever. Don't wish no bad luck on them. Bad luck can come right back to you. Karma something. You know, everybody's health ain't going to be the same. So just remember that. So that's why I wanted to make sure. I know James talking about it, but I want to clear it up because I did get to talk to him and he was cool with everything. He was feeling good. He's feeling the up-tempo, and he can't wait to get out there. He wants to try James. He actually asked James to run. So I just want to let everybody know. So they're going to definitely do it again.
Okay. Well, Mayhem, what up? That's it? That's all the races you got, or you got something else lined up?
I got Tory on April 10th.
Tory on April 10th. I remember that from the last time I was hoping.
Yeah, that's going to be a massacre.
You said that's going to be a massacre.
That's going to be a massacre.
I think Tory is on the phone, my man. You can't just talk about it.
Let me tell you something, Crunch. You know me, man. I don't do no talk. I let my drive and do my talking, bro. All that bullshit he talking about, he could say that for his fans.
I can't say too much about your driving. Cliff got you out.
I tell you what. After I fuck you up with this race, I'm gonna run your ass
James
head up now.
James below
you
the belt.
That's fine. But just remember something. That him or Cliff didn't have nothing coming. I was told to let Clip out because he ain't had shit coming.
I would say that too.
That's fine, bro. Whatever.
Uh-oh.
But
so,
I tell you what.
Okay.
I tell you what.
Okay.
You won't be able to do it, and Cliff won't do it at all.
I already told Cliff, I say this, and y'all hear me on this radio show all the time. Anybody I race, I say, if they leave before I do, they red light.
That's bullshit. You want to bet on reaction times? You want to bet on reaction times then?
How much?
We could forget about the race and bet on the right reaction times.
That's two out of three. No. Why would I do two out of three? Anytime I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it every time.
Best two out of three.
No, I'm going to do it every time.
I hear you, James. That's why you scared to run me head up. That's why I had to spot you. Not a problem.
You know how it is.
I know you're trying to get somebody back with you. You're trying to get everybody to be on your side for the race. That's understandable.
Listen, Tory,
you're trying to get attention. You need attention tonight.
I know what my name is. People betting with me. I don't have people betting with me. They bet with me because they want to. I have my whole pot. Any pot I name, I got it.
Listen, I hear you, bro. I hear you.
Anybody come up to me?
Just worry about Golden Child first, and then we'll face off 2 weeks later. Just worry about Golden Child. Just worry about that car. You're going to probably get your ass whooped by two Mustangs, the one this weekend and the one 2 weeks later. going to be a double hitter. Trust me, nobody worried about you.
I'm only worried about one of them. And it ain't you.
Well, that's me. It's me. If you telling people you're not worried about me, you already worried about me. You don't have to tell people that you're not worried.
You are a second.
Yeah, and you're
thought.
Not. And you're not even a thought.
My toughest race is Golden Child. Trust me.
Yeah, I hear you, bro. I'm not worried.
I am not worried. Wait, hold on. You won't run Golden Child.
Hey, guess what? I don't need you setting up my races. I can set up my own races.
No. I just want to let you know. You won't run him.
Yeah, I know. I don't know Golden Child. I don't know him. All I'm doing is fucking you up, and I'm moving on.
I don't know Golden Child.
We heard you. I don't even know what Golden Child is coming with. I don't care. James, I didn't ask you.
But
you want to go into the conversation about him.
But you won't run nobody like that.
You're right. I know. You call yourself putting me on blast tonight?
I know.
You call yourself putting me on blast?
Wait a minute.
Well, listen,
fellas,
is this rivalry going to be settled when you guys lock ass on the 10th of April? Is this rivalry going to be settled between you two, or is it just going to start the beginning of what's going to be an entire summer of getting back at each other? What's it going to be?
It might continue for a long time. James is a nobody. He's just making himself seem like he's somebody. You're making yourself seem like you got something.
I know.
You ain't got nothing coming, bro.
I ain't nobody.
Nobody worry about that shit that you got, bro. Come on, man.
Okay. All right.
Nobody worry about that bullshit you got.
Well,
no,
this is what
Crunch, remember what you said?
Yes, sir.
I got a target on my back because everybody want to come at me, right?
Oh, you're not my target. You talk shit to me.
That's what I've been hearing. That's what I've been hearing, James.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Man.
Because I am a nobody.
Let me get this straight. So, Crunch, you got to think about it like this. This man only ran one time, twice. Actually, one. He actually won twice with his car since he had it. All right, give him a round of applause. Everybody stand up and give him a round of applause. All right, James is the baddest motherfucker because he won two races since he had the bitch for over 5 years. Congratulations, James.
He don't know what he's talking about.
Okay, you won against Cliff, right? You beat Cliff. That's your little.
Yeah, go ahead. I'm listening. Go ahead.
You beat EP because they blew Ty away, right?
Okay.
I'm sorry,
okay.
Three races. Right. I'm sorry, ODB, three races. I'm sorry, ODB. That's it. 5 years, and you did three races, but you're such a gangster.
Listen. I won three, and I lost three since I had the call.
Okay, what's your point?
How many did you win with your ones in grudge racing since you had?
I tell you, hey, listen.
And you had yours over any, the
anybody that know me, have their reasons. Anybody that know me, I don't chase people. If people want to race me, they know how to get in contact with Slick and everything else. If they want to run me, they'll get in contact with them. I don't go chasing people like you try to do. I don't chase.
I don't chase nobody.
If you want to race, you tell me. I'm not doing all that chasing shit. I'm not doing all that.
Who am I chasing?
Listen. I'm just telling you. You asked me a question.
You said.
Are you going to let me answer the question? If you stop slapping your ugly ass lip sometime and listen, maybe you'll feel better about this. Like I said,
well,
I don't have to chase people.
I own my car.
Ray, listen, I own mine as well. That's fine. I own mine as well.
That ain't what I heard.
Yeah, that's fine.
Crunch.
I got something for that. I tell you what. Since you want to sit there and put lies out there and start doing shit, I tell you what, we don't have to. We don't have to race, James. We can always go off to something else. We can always go to
that's
something
a lie?
Else.
Is that a
well,
lie?
Hold it, hold it.
Corey.
We can always go to something else.
A lie? Is that
we can
a lie?
Always go to something else.
Is that a lie?
We can always go to something else. I thought so.
Hold it, hold
I
it, hold it. Fellas.
You heard me say it was a lie.
Listen, I'm not into that white shit.
We'll put the $3,000 we'll put the $2,000 and I'll show you something.
Listen.
But no, you want to sit there and try to, you want to try to lie and shit on the radio show. You want to try to lie on the radio show. Like, grow up.
Am I lying?
Grow the fuck up.
Am I lying?
Yes, you are lying. Yes, you are lying. I just said it for the fifth time. You are.
Somebody get Robbie on the phone. I bet I ain't lying.
All right, well, I'll tell you what. You can't get Robbie, whatever it is.
Sellers.
Like, you was like, yo, you was a piece of shit, bro. You was a real piece of shit. Yeah, and I own mine, too. That's why I'm able to do what I'm doing. That's why I'm able to do what I'm doing. That's why I'm able to do what I'm doing, because I own mine, too. That's why I'm able to lock up this race, because I own mine, too. If I didn't own it, I wouldn't be able to lock up a race.
All right, fellas, as a host, I just muted both of them just for a second so they can both just calm down. It's not personal, but these are the rivalries. I know these guys personally, so I understand that the animosity and the rivalry. But, fellas, I just muted both of your mics just to show you that I am the host of the show, and my name is Crunch, and this right here is what creates good rivalries in the grudge game. But calm down. I'm going to put both mics back open. The rivalry is good, but the personal stuff, we all have to learn. We've all been through it. We've had experiences with different rivalries, and sometimes it takes a third person to just say, calm down, relax. Let's keep it racing.
Time out.
Yes, time out. So I'm going to put your mics back on, fellas.
Take a breath.
And listen to me when I tell you I'm just trying to have a beautiful show. We can't have that animosity ruin the good rivalry part of the race that you guys have coming up, the racing that's happening on Saturday.
OG,
so I'm going to put your
OG
back
Eddie
on.
Jackson always told me, if you want to get a man, hit him in them pockets.
Yeah, I'm going to put both of their mics back on because rivalries like they really have a history. They have a reason for why they get it
would
on,
like
put
the
gloves on,
something?
Make it happen.
Huh?
So I understand it. I understand it. I'm going to put both men back on. Both men should be back on.
Call me on Friday. Let me sleep on it.
I appreciate that. I apologize for doing that. So, Tori, we good? We good, Tori? James, we good?
No, I ain't fucking good. I ain't going to lie to you.
Well, listen.
I ain't fucking good. It's personal now. He made it personal. I don't want to talk. I don't want to talk, bro.
Right, but listen.
I don't want to talk.
Listen, I'm talking racing right now.
Yep,
we're trying to keep the show racing. If you don't mind, I respect James and the rivalry. You know the rivalries. We all have had rivalries that take you there sometimes. But as grown men, we're getting older. I'll be 50 in May, Tori. I'll be 50. I'm getting old, but I'm almost a half a goddamn century, baby. But I understand.
Yeah, I totally understand that.
You know,
I understand that, but
that's how fat I was about 2 weeks ago.
He's an ignorant motherfucker. He's one ignorant son
of a
bitch.
But Tori, guess what? Tori, guess what? You know that puts the pressure on that tree when it's time to get it on, baby.
What?
And I know in the back of your mind, you know that's when you got to do your job. But James, I appreciate you. Tori, I appreciate you. But guess what, fellas? That rivalry, we getting older now. I think James might be a little older than me, and Tori might be a little younger than me. I don't want to tell everybody's age, but I'll be fucking half a century at the end of May. And I feel like I'm 21, but my knees and elbows always remind me that is not the case. So as we get older, and I used to have, you know, I'm the last one to talk about talking shit and rivalries and personal stuff, because I used to go there and all that stuff, I don't even care about it no more. It's 2021. Joe got this beautiful race we're going to see on the 27th. Track is lit at, where's my co-host at? Where's my co-host
right
on
here,
the mic?
I'm right here. Go ahead. I'm listening
the
to
track,
you.
The track is lit at 11 a.m. 11 a.m.
Yeah, come on.
You want to bet on something since you said Cliff Glenn got me?
Say what now?
You want to bet on that? Do you want to bet on that?
What, that he gap your ass?
Yeah.
You are the money, I bet it.
Odd the money. Uh-oh. Get off your damn knees, yeah. Superstar. You the damn superstar.
Yeah. I am.
You say,
Kurt,
I'm just talking about what you say.
Crunch, the track is hot for Butch at
12.
I ain't gonna be
after y'all
race, and I'm still gonna be one. So what you
wait, saying, wait,
what you
the track
doing?
Is hot at 11 a.m.
No, Butch is 12.
Butch, you gonna have everybody confused,
Butch,
man.
Y'all leave Butch at the Waffle House.
I'm not going to no damn
man,
Waffle
listen.
House. I don't need to go to the Waffle House.
Listen,
This
radio show tonight is the last one before it's no excuses. Either put the lights on or lose some money Saturday. So tonight we're here to keep it smooth, keep it generous, keep it light. Those that need some action, speak about it. Those that got action, some of y'all, there's some people in here that I know are racing, but they didn't put their mic on, so they're quiet for a reason. So,
Crunch,
I'm just going to wish, yes, sir.
Somebody called me, said they seen Cliff running around Philadelphia like he was Rocky.
Hey,
Walter Man on here.
Cut that shit out, Dave.
Hey, Walter Man on here.
Listen, I'm going to tell you right now, James Cornick, Tory, Cliff, a lot of the guys, EP, most of the names, those are the guys that I know personally up here that are in the race game. And a lot of times the rivalries are what make the races exciting because, you know, I come from the days of personal insults and all that, and sometimes it gets the blows, but the older we get, it's a little different. It boils down to we get tired of talking and just put the lights on and see who wins that race because those rivalries last. Those hurt more than a fight. Say you fight a guy that you wanted to race and you don't win the fight, or even if you win the fight, that still don't mean you won the race. So right now at this age, half a century, I'll be 50 in May. I just want to see some racing, some safe racing. No matter how bad the rivalries are, both guys go down safe. Nobody tear their car up. And may the best man win, get that bread. That's it. That's all I care about 2021.
Crunch.
And y'all,
I mean,
y'all
we all
know
understand
my son.
That.
Right,
Crunch.
Right.
We all
yes,
understand
sir.
That. I mean, but.
Am I on here? Yeah, you all go ahead.
Yeah,
go ahead.
I hear you, James.
Oh, okay.
I hear you, both y'all, Tory and you.
Yeah, I mean,
Walter Man. Is Walter Man still on here? I think he drank his beer, sure, and he had to change his adult diaper. He's doing that right now. I got to check. Check his beer, sure, and change his adult diaper. He said he'll be back on in a minute. He said he'll be back on in a minute.
Show over.
Listen. Hold on. I got another mic I got to turn on. I got a mic here.
Now.
Hold on, fellas. 973-5516. Your mic is hot.
What's going on, y'all?
Good evening.
That's Jarzier.
Who is this? Oh, that's my son. Oh, Lord, I didn't
yeah.
even know his number. What's up, guys?
Yeah.
Talk to the people.
Hey,
guys, talk to
on?
The people. What you got?
I wanted to get on here. I wanted to get on here and say good luck to everybody this weekend. May the best man win out of all races. I'm hoping everybody get down safe. And fuck all that fighting shit y'all talking about, man.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, but when people make shit
about
Arsenal,
man, we gambling,
people make
shit
out of Arsenal, it is what it is.
I don't talk all that fighting stuff.
We're going to put some money up.
You're right.
I shouldn't.
I took action. You're right. You're right. I shouldn't be talking. You're right.
Listen,
all
I can say
is I don't pay attention.
So
you heard what
Tory,
I said, bro. You already said what, bro. You already heard what
I
said, bro.
Hey, Tory.
I'm the one. All right, well, we're going to find out, bro.
Okay.
Hey, Tory.
So right. You.
Yeah, oh, no. It's
hey,
no.
Hey,
no.
Hey,
no. It's going to be
you.
Hold it.
Listen.
It's going to definitely be on you. I promise you that.
Tori.
Hey,
Tori.
I promise you that shit. I put that shit on
shit. Listen, I told you I wasn't about that fighting
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, all right, whatever, man.
I'm
whatever.
Telling you.
Yeah,
I'm
whatever.
Telling you.
Hold on, right. Fellas. Hold on, fellas. I don't want to put y'all. I don't want to put y'all on mute again. So hold
listen,
on. I got another
I,
mic to
I,
turn
I'm not
on.
The one, wait a minute, Crunch. I'm not the one that's trying to act like I'm the guy.
Right.
That's
I understand
to fight.
That, but listen, James.
But
James,
but
I'm
you
asking you and
person,
Tori.
Bro.
I'm asking. Right, but as I'm asking you and Tori to just ease up a little bit. Let's keep it racing. Let me get these people
I
in so we don't
you.
Ruin it all for everybody else.
It
should
have been. It should have been. It should have
been. Go ahead.
It should have stayed there.
7-0-6-1-6-7. Your mic is hot.
That's Walter Mann, ain't it?
Yeah, stay in a faggot ass niggas, man.
7-7-0-6-1-6-7. No N-word.
Oh, whatever. All right, whatever.
678-1669. Your mic is hot.
What's up, everybody? This is Wawa.
Oh, that's Wawa. Oh shit. The driver.
Wawa is Shaq still on here?
Is who still on here?
Shaq.
No, Shaq was on here last week.
Alright. Well, listen, 973-516. Jazzy, are you still there?
Whoa. Hey, Wawa.
Yo.
You talking about running that Malibu?
Yeah.
I've been trying to run that Malibu. What's going on?
Uh-oh, you might have
you
some action going on here.
You can get it.
Uh-oh.
When can I get it?
April 3rd.
When?
April 3rd. Out of bank.
I don't know if I want to do that.
Uh-oh.
I got to make sure my car ready for the 10th.
Oh, okay.
April 3rd is Walter Mann's show.
The Malibu will be in North Carolina April 3rd.
I'll have to see because I got a race on April 10th.
Where's Shaq at? I'm looking for Shaq. All
right, fellas, we got a lot of background noise. If you ain't talking, go on mute.
All right, if you're not speaking, please put your phone on mute. We got a lot of background noise. We want to be able to hear everybody.
He was on here earlier. I know he's still on there. Tell him he can talk.
All right, Antoine, you on. All right.
Thank you.
Hey, James, right. What did you say slick earlier? My phone rang when you said something slick. When you say slick earlier? James.
You talking to me?
Yeah, you said something quick about 5 minutes ago. What did you say?
Who am I talking to?
Whoa.
I said I wanted to try that Malibu, that gray Malibu that you was running Shaq with.
Uh-huh.
But you said April 1st. I can't do it April 1st. I got a race on April 10th, and I don't want to mess up my car for that.
Okay. You run that Chevelle, I guess?
Nah, hey, listen. I'm going to call Red Rock on that Chevelle because I saw that live video and I ain't had no business fucking with that car.
You seen the live video? What you saying? You ain't seen nothing but the car running.
Yeah, but hey, what I saw was way more than I can handle.
Okay.
Hey, listen, I called Red Rock, man. I can't fuck with that car.
Joe, I know you want here, Joe. Where's Shaq at? I know Shaq wants some get back. With the Malibu. Jazir, you still on there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Where your man at? He was just on here. Shaq.
Oh, I don't know.
Man, somebody three-way Shaq or something.
Somebody tell me
Shaq's last four digits of his phone number. I'll tell you if he's in the call feed. I don't know. All right, well, if he's on and he's not saying anything, we can't make him speak, but I don't see, you know, I don't know who it's who.
All right.
James. Yes, sir.
He might have fell off, and since he'll pass the time, he can't get back on. So I'm going to call him in three ways.
Hey, Crunch.
Yes, sir.
Bobby said he's trying to get in. His last number is 0561.
Okay, hold on. 0561.
Yeah, 0561.
0561.
Hey, Tori, what kind of car you got, Tori?
I got a Mustang.
0561.
If you fall off, you're not gonna be able to get back on the show. We don't went past the time. If they fall off, they're not gonna be able to get back on.
Hey, Tori,
yeah,
I don't see
you.
I can't hear you.
How you and James?
Wait, say that again.
How are you and James is running?
How James not running?
Yeah.
He's getting a break and he got to keep it an ace.
Yeah, somebody tell Bobby he's not in the call section. There is no 0561.
Oh, okay.
He's not gonna be. Hey, tell him to call. All you gotta do is call somebody, and y'all can add him in.